When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Patreon, that's what we do. patreon.com/wangers, that's what we do.
Sure, why not?
This episode, if you like stuff on this here show, you should go to our Patreon, patreon.com/wangers. We do this show, we do an early show, we do commentaries, and sometimes we do sketches and short films, and we show you guys. Guys,
we show you guys
behind the scenes and sketches. That's what we do. Yes, at patreon.com/wangers. If you don't want to pledge after that ad, I totally understand. Oh, I got beat here. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm dancing like a president.
What is that? Doesn't go to any beat.
I thought he was doing the floss, or you know, he was trying to like do the Conan snip.
Okay. Is there footage of the president dancing?
Oh, you haven't
a couple
seen,
times.
You
a
gotta
couple
get
times
back
lately.
On Twitter sometimes, yeah. Man. Oh my goodness!
Oh my
gracious.
God! Our Lord and Savior Trump is dancing, and we're not.
That should have been the title of the episode. It's generally concerning because we all know he's like hopped up on 1,000 different drugs. And so he's just like, oh, I'm feeling good. It's like headlines. He's like, I feel like Superman. It's like,
oh, that's awesome.
You're 70-something years old, man. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Wanger Show.
Another one.
This is episode 190. Didn't get a tweet from the Pokemon Twitter account, so I don't know what Pokemon this is.
Hey, have no fear. I did my research, okay? I got this. I did my show prep. I know after 2 weeks, the guy gave up. All right, guys. The Pokemon for this week, number 190, is Aipom, if you recall. Aipom was the Pokemon that was in Detective Pikachu
that breaks into the office
and turns into the, has all the stuff in him. Yeah.
He's the one that can transform into people.
No, that's Ditto. That's Ditto. You tried. That was also a Pokemon in the movie, so it's not a terrible guess.
No, it's still wrong.
It's in the movie.
Yeah, it's still wrong. You know.
All right, but
it's Aipom.
Aipom. Aliens. Anyways, welcome back, everyone. This is episode 190. 10 more, and then we get to 200, y'all.
Whoa.
I know you guys are thinking, what do they have planned for 200? We have nothing.
Nothing.
We should probably start thinking about it. Yeah.
I got an idea. It would take some
body.
No, wrap it up.
Nope. After 190 episodes, that's the kind of quality you're getting.
Just as we're preparing for episode 200, Cody does a terrible Smash Mouth joke and just ends it.
That's okay, Cody. No, we can figure something. We got 10 weeks till that shit. Is that by the time the New Year has ended? I'm not sure yet. Oh, what if our 200th episode is our New Year's episode?
I'll look it up right now. Let's see here.
Go count
10 weeks from today.
10 weeks from today.
There goes.
1, 2.
So I Googled that, right? And it just said Monday. And I was like, of course. But it's December 28th. Yeah, so it's close to New Year's. Yeah. It would be the last one of this year.
Oh.
That's exciting.
Last one of Wanger Show ever.
Fucking end it.
What are we doing here? Cody's joking about Smash Mouth.
I mean, I forgot what year it was, you know. Yeah. Ugh. We should just end it abruptly, like a cool like band or something like that. Be like, hey guys, we're done, and just see what people say.
No one will say anything.
Like, wait a minute.
All two of our fans would be like, all right, okay.
we'll go to these streams.
We could not care less.
There's only 12 other fucking YouTube streams going out at this exact same time. I mean, let's watch one of those.
Yeah. There's 1,000 Patreons. There's 1,000 YouTube shows. Just left and right. Go buy 200 and done. Who's ever done that? No one.
It's 200 and done.
Yeah. 200 and done.
It's hard getting past like 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. Podcast.
The Pokemon Twitter podcast. Couldn't even get past two.
Everyone just gives up.
Gave up.
Just kind of fans up. We got who just give up two seasons in.
Thank you for creating that Twitter account for us.
Yes, of course. Thank you,
Cody. I keep seeing what you're drinking, and I keep thinking that it's Yoo-Hoo in a can.
I think it's Yoo-Hoo in a can. No, it's a twisted tea. It's twisted tea, half iced tea, half lemonade, and some booze. You know, it's got some stuff.
All fun.
Okay. Yeah,
it's just a great time. It's a happy drink.
You know,
it's something you have on just a nice sunny day.
Sunny D. Nice.
A nice sunny day at 8 p.m.
It's sunny somewhere.
It was a sunny day. You know, it's more of a celebratory.
You have been drinking that since the sun was out, and you're continuing on with more slanted teas,
right?
Yeah. Tainted tea, what is it called?
Tainted
love.
Good.
Tainted love.
Tainted tea is great. It's twisted tea.
Twisted tea.
Yeah.
All right. Twist and shout.
It's basically just a Mike's Hard Lemonade before people make fun of it. You know what I mean? Mm. So it's like, eventually you'd be like, oh, you're drinking a twisted tea? Oh, my goodness.
You would think that people would still make fun of Trulies and White Claws and everything, but that's just like, they still make fun of it?
Yeah.
Dudes, like bros and everyone. No,
it's a hipster drink, Brian. So everyone who hates on hipsters.
Well, those are seltzers, right? Is that those?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or like the Bud Light seltzers, the Natural Light seltzers, if you're on a budget.
Or the Corona seltzers.
You got look Corona at you. Who are we right now?
I don't know. My God. I don't know. So I was
200 episodes ago, we would have punched ourselves in the face. Cody's drinking a twisted tea.
I know.
Drinking that tainted
dude,
tea.
Dude, but this is what's crazy. So I was at a buddy's yesterday, and he was drinking.
Yeah, you were.
He was drinking Bud Light Platinums.
Oh.
And I had one.
Not quarantined.
And I was that's why we got tested. We got quarantined so we can see them. Mm. Okay. Yeah, we're being safe. Unlike you, Brian, sneezing up the place. Mm. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Don't act cute.
Just the place. Brian walks in.
All over the place. No,
I'll tell you.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll tell you my testing story after you talk about your Corona seltzer.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Thanks.
Loading up the content, guys.
Loading it up. You wait till the Smash Mouth section.
Man.
So. Yeah, so I had a Bud Light Platinum there, and that one was like 8% alcohol.
I'm a fan. I'm a fan.
I had one. Yeah. I had one of them, and I was like, "Whoa!"
You're feeling it.
Mm-hmm. Whoa! But I was still shocked. I was still shocked because I got these because I don't want to be such a fat ass that zero carbs, zero sugars, gluten free. Hey, I'm down for that. Only 90 calories, 4.5% alcohol. How the fuck is that possible? Still,
it's a lot. There's a lot.
I don't drink it. Amber had a sip. She's like, ooh, I might have one because you can't taste it. You can't taste. She doesn't like to drink.
Then you looked at her like, they're mine.
Yeah.
Scared her and she ran.
So, I'm not a fan of like the different flavors. But
wait, how was she? What did she say when she took a drink?
She's like, ooh, I like that.
Ooh.
Exactly. Ooh. So I was tripping. So I was like, I like Corona. Let me try the, and this is a Corona hard seltzer. You know, they really, they're like, we're not pussies still. We're still hard. Yeah. We're still going after it. You know what I mean?
But that's like Mike's Hard Lemonade, but people shit all over that.
You think
but
Mike's Hard Lemonade, what the hell, guys? Like, what?
Mike's Hard Lemonade, Smirnoff Ices, those were like
those
bitch drinks that everyone would like make fun of.
Mm-hmm. I had it all the time. Got made fun of every time. I did, absolutely.
But now it's like the norm. Yes. Now you're like getting made fun of for drinking like Jack Daniels. Like, you pussy.
Yeah. Like, oh, are you a man? Okay, sure you are. Okay. Yeah.
Well, that's what we were talking about yesterday, how the seltzers just kind of like came out of nowhere. Like the White Claws and the Trulies were first, but then like every fucking beer company was like, we got to get seltzers now. Those are
no beer left
huge.
Behind. People got to keep up.
You know? I'm waiting for the Pacifico seltzer. Where's that shit?
Mm.
Still in Mexico. Trump put all the tariffs on them, so they're not coming in. Can't let any shipments come in. There's going to be people on those boats, not just beer.
No.
You're going to bring in those people.
So. Yeah, I got cherry, and then I've got blackberry lime next. That's a
I got a few flavors. I think I got a peach one. I got there's like a raspberry one, I believe.
Ooh, razzmatazz.
So Cody, you're not doing the rock stars anymore.
No, I'm not, guys. You're about 3 or 4 months sober.
That's a whole chip? Month sober from
where's your
rock
chip?
Star?
You get your little rock star chip.
I should have. It's just like the logo, little rock star thing.
The chip that you like. Flittle in your fingertips because
every
time
like my hands shaking like I need a fucking energy drink.
I need an energy drink. Where's that rock star? Where's my lemonade rock star?
Is your
heart feeling better now?
I was about to say ever since my heart almost gave out, I've been doing better. You know,
it's doing better. So you went to a legit doctor. You did not ask your kid's pediatrician for
medical advice.
You went to a legit doctor.
I still want to do that so badly, just like really seriously, you know. I didn't really go to a doctor. I just assumed like this is probably the problem, and I stopped drinking them.
Oh, you self-diagnosed. You're like, this is what's hurting me.
Yeah, I probably still have like horrible heart disease that I need to get diagnosed.
I mean, take example from our president. He says he's fine. He's fine. He don't need
I'm good, guys.
He's talking shit on Fauci every week. So we're
doing
good.
Doing the dance. I'm okay. Yeah.
Brian, you really have to watch Superman. That video. You really have. It's not just the arms and hands. It's the fucking hips and the legs. It's like the whitest thing on the planet. It's just wonderful. And you know he's hopped up on drugs, too.
I can't wait to vote for him again. November 3rd.
He said it's ironically for any audio listeners.
Okay, I don't know anymore, Cody. Hey, I don't know.
Hey, is your life better in the past 4 years? I don't know. Let's break down your new couch, Cody. Let's break down that.
Let's break down your new iPhone, Brian.
Look at that you got, Brian.
Hey, man. Like we said in the warm up, I'm slinging webcams.
$1. Yeah. $1, everybody. Check the link.
Brian's never been richer than he is right now, with not only just with money, but with just happiness. All right. And it's just, yeah. So congrats, Brian.
Once you give up protesting and just accepting things the way they are,
once you try to save for a MacBook, things are just going to turn around, Cody.
I'm just going to cover my face for this. I don't want anything to part of this. I don't want anything to do with it. Go ahead. Keep going, Brian.
Whatever.
Don't take this out of context. This is satire. Go on.
No, it's not. This is very real. Go ahead.
If anyone takes this out of context, they're fucking stupid.
No, there's a graphic up saying this is very real.
Our show's called The Wanger Show. They shouldn't take medical or dental or any advice from us.
Wouldn't it be crazy if we're mentioned in an article somewhere, and like according to the podcast, The Wanger Show. You know what I mean? Like a serious fucking article.
Well, that's kind of the crazy thing.
Brian, he's really an avid Trump supporter, and I don't understand why. He's just on the Trump train.
Not to mention that 8 episodes previously, he's been making fun of him consistently.
Once he did the notice. Dance, the dance just turned all of Iowa.
That made him relatable for you. You know, it's like, I can't dance either, you know?
Was that at Iowa that he did that dance for? Because he literally tweeted saying, Iowa, you're nothing. You're worthless.
He said that?
He said
I think it was Florida, right?
I thought it was Iowa. He said nothing ever good came out of Iowa. Because I saw someone.
He danced and he gets on the plane. He's like, you're fucking welcome. Well, and he just leaves. You know what I mean? These moves.
He's like, by the way, you guys fucking suck.
He's all moonwalking up the thing. He's like, hey.
20 electoral college votes.
That's the funniest.
What the hell is going on? What the hell is going on?
What is happening? No, yeah, he keeps.
Oh, once you give, oh, what did he say? What did he say about Iowa?
No, I'm still looking it up. But like
Trump remarks
when at all of his rallies, he keeps saying, "I don't know if I'm going to do if I lose. I might leave the country." It's like what? you can't right now.
Did you guys watch any of the town halls? By the way, we don't normally talk about political stuff.
No,
but
no.
We had a crazy town hall session. You guys didn't watch any of it? Biden on ABC. Trump
I caught the
on...
end of Biden's, I think. I didn't see any.
I saw a couple of clips. I just couldn't. Like either because it's watch. Like I couldn't watch either one because I knew I just knew. Because it's like people
everything's so fake, dude. It's
for sure.
Yeah.
But it was just
Biden
like
tries, but he's like the uncle that's just like, let me explain how technology works by telling you about my life in 1964.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't know how to just get to the point and he's like going on and on.
Well, yeah. Did you see Saturday Night Live?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where they made fun of him. Like, kept going back. Like Mr. Rogers. He was like Bob Ross.
I was fucking dying on that part. That was good.
But Biden, like you can tell, he's like, did I answer your question? Like I'm legit trying here.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you turn over to Trump and he's like, hola! It's fucking nuts in Miami.
He's doing lines of coke on the fucking town hall.
It felt like that. Like even the people that ask questions are like, hola Trump, I am from Miami.
Pitbull's over there. Next question.
And then the people would come in. This is my daughter. She doesn't like you, but like she might, you know? And they're like, we come from a family of immigrants. What's your policy on immigration? And he's like, oh, we're going to build a bigger wall. And they're like, you're right. We should keep out immigrants.
We got to do more things like that, guys. That's how you relate to the people, all right? You just make it fucking ridiculous, okay?
They might as well have asked, hey, Mr. President, what is your favorite Florida-based rapper? Mr. 305.
I can't fucking
find. Who's your favorite Miami Dolphins quarterback in history? Oh, Dan Marino.
And meanwhile, Biden's over there. Let me tell you about the civil rights movement.
Trump's getting all these super softball questions that don't even relate to politics, and then Biden's getting these sort of things. So give us your detailed plan. Whatever.
George Stephanopoulos on ABC is like, Biden, let me follow up with that in your 3-point plan about battling racism in the inner cities. And Biden's like, fuck, man. Like, you see what's happening over there in Miami?
Favorite Miami Heat basketball. Oh, D-Wade. Oh,
this guy tweets.
Are you still looking at
He tweets too fucking much.
Have fun with the party over here.
I'm sorry.
Don't worry. We can fill it. We have many questions. And many Miami-based questions that Trump can get here. We can make this jump.
The old lady. The old lady told Trump, like, you look so handsome when you smile.
I hated that lady with a passion. I'm like, who are you?
No, I didn't hate her. She's senile. But there was a lady behind Trump. Did you see? Obviously, she's not senile. Did you see the lady behind Trump that's just like,
yeah.
You see that? She was like fucking nodding along and just like enjoying every word. And
is that
like,
the bit? Is that why they did that bit in SNL when the person was behind her and then she was there like, was Fox News, call me?
And there was a Twitter account or a Twitter account that was created like called the Nodding Head Lady. Funny. Insane. Everything's insane.
Everything
once you accept
insane
the insanity,
right,
Cody,
yeah,
stop fighting it.
Yeah,
then you can sell some MacBook chargers on the side.
That's what
you can do.
On the free market. That's what we enjoy. Capitalism, free market.
Okay, there it is. There it is. Crazy.
Christian, you never found it, did you?
I did not find it. I don't know if it was Iowa. I saw someone quote tweet. The only reason why that one stuck out, someone quote tweeted it because he said something about Iowa. And then someone said like, oh, yeah, what about Slipknot? And then like they tagged like Corey Taylor because they're all from Iowa. And Corey Taylor is always like, fuck this piece of shit, like all the time. I couldn't find it. He tweets too much.
He does.
Excuse me. So, yeah. What else you guys see in the news? What else?
Nothing now. I mean, I got to ask you a question. I've been staring at this thing this whole show. So I went to the pumpkin patch over the weekend.
Oh. Okay.
Got a pumpkin for my little boy.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a little baby pumpkin for him. What? When your pumpkin's green, what's going on there? You see some green in the pumpkin. Is that like mold or is it like a different style of thing?
I couldn't afford green pumpkins. We can only get orange ones.
Because this entire thing is almost all green here. I think it's cool. It's a cool little color. I don't know if it's bad to be like breathing.
That's a jalapeno, Cody.
Eat it.
Right? Just a pepper. I try carving it. I just get it all.
Completely wrong. Like, what the fuck?
That's a serrano pepper, Cody.
Are you just going to put it outside and just like have it as decoration or?
With the pumpkin? I don't know.
You were so fascinated by that. That's the one you got for your kid?
Yeah. It's a little pumpkin for a little baby. All right? And it was a cool little color. It's different.
Was he upset?
He liked it. He was holding it and running around with it. He was loving it. He loved the green pumpkin.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like, Mom, you got me the regular pumpkin.
Yeah, the orange one.
Dad got me this dead pumpkin here. No. Look, Tyler just says that's the style of pumpkin. Tyler Eklund in the chat. So that's the style of pumpkin.
Okay? What made you a pumpkinologist? Tyler, what kind of pumpkin is that?
It's a style.
Yeah, I thought there was kind of. I've seen a white pumpkin before.
There's red apples and green apples, guys. Maybe there's orange pumpkins and green pumpkins. Okay,
there's white pumpkins too.
There are.
I mean, there's white everything.
I didn't mention that one though. I played it safe. I made sure to not mention the white.
You do have a white pumpkin though, right?
Yeah, I got it right here. I was like, yeah, it's like this giant thing. I'm like, look at this one I got for myself.
Yeah. Significant others trip out your place with pumpkin and fall attire.
No, we stopped doing that after about a couple years.
Yeah.
We decorate a little bit for like Christmas and stuff. Yeah.
Amber's like, we live in an apartment. We don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you'll get there, Brian. Yeah, you'll stop caring.
Then, guys, let's just shit on everyone's joy.
Ooh,
I'm sorry, I'm showing off Laura's beautiful pillows.
It is gorgeous.
Years ago,
it is gorgeous.
It looks great, Laura. It looks great.
It's really, okay. Really.
I'm just a big fan.
Fuck you and your pillows.
She's back for like two. She's back for like 2 days. The first thing she does is decorate. We're like, it's whatever.
We couldn't be less impressed. Yeah. You know? Sorry, Laura. It looks great. It really does.
It looks. Yeah.
So you guys like nothings changed in your apartment.
Brian, you asked me a question and I answered it. All right, that's all. I haven't really decorated much. Right. Okay, I didn't go out of my way to say like, hey, why did you decorate your fucking pillows? Okay, that's lame.
I'm just asking. No, it looks nice. I'm just wondering what killed your spirit.
That's true. That's a fair question. Yeah. I'd be looking forward to finding out that answer as well.
It's not so much killed Spirit. It's just I think it's like every year we're like, oh, we live in an apartment. Who cares? That's it. If we had a house, we can't afford houses, Brian.
You can afford a couch with a pillow. That's all you need.
Yeah, but for like a month? I just watch scary movies all October. That's my celebration.
And what does Amber do? You guys have the pumpkin candle. Is that all you guys do?
We got candles.
Mm. What color pumpkin is it?
White.
It's a green one.
Oh, green. Oh, shit. I should have said brown. Damn it.
Yeah.
I don't think they have brown pumpkins.
We come to think that we do have a Halloween box. I think it's just buried in storage and...
With your souls, with your hearts and dreams,
my youth, my excitement, you know, everything that made me go.
Excitement for life is just in that shed, in the storage unit.
Oh man, well,
what about Christmas? All right, okay.
Oh well, you want to
forget fall?
Nope.
Do you not do Christmas either because you're in an apartment? You can't have a pillow.
We did actually do Christmas lights last year. We put Christmas lights on the outside of the window.
There you go.
There you go.
I do Christmas stuff as well, Brian. Yes.
Okay. But I hate Christmas.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then fuck me then. All
right? Who would have thought Brian would be like the big holiday decorator? I would put money on myself. I'd be like, oh, Cody's probably so excited about this.
Fucking jolly old Saint Nick over here. Jesus Christ.
You guys want to enjoy some life? Fucking get outside sometimes. Have some fun. Fuck.
Brian getting fucking excited for Earth Day over here. He's like, you guys planting trees?
You guys wear green.
You
guys wear fucking green.
You want to plant trees? Oh, okay. Arbor Day. You don't care about fucking breathing? All right, I guess. I see how it is. All right.
Labor Day?
It's like Indigenous People Day. Let's go. Emily Benowitz sent in a super chat. Thank you so much. If your pumpkin is green, it means there's two more weeks of October than normal. So win. Hey, look at that. I don't know if that's true.
Take it.
I don't know.
Sounds made up, but I don't know.
It's a super chat, so it's official, guys. We don't have to question anything, all right?
And remember, we're not answering any questions unless we get money. No, that's not true. We're talking
about money.
No. Thank you so much for that. We do have Streamlabs open up. Yeah, that's right. Last week we found out, or the week before, I don't remember, that our super chats are back. What do you know?
Who cares?
Who knew? Who knew?
Super chats.
Make that money.
Make that money. Brian needs more iPhones and webcams.
You're funding Brian's illegal iPhone operation. That's what you're funding with your super chats, guys.
Yeah. But if someone super chats or Streamlabs, I'll buy you guys some fucking pumpkin pillows, pumpkin spice lattes.
I won't go that far. Holiday fall
spirit stuff.
Brian just starts at every show just tossing fucking candy everywhere. Halloween time. Come on.
Anarchy 1408 said Brian likes Christmas now. That cult really got to him.
Mm. He's a different person now.
Different human being.
Yeah. Just got to enjoy his life. All right. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to set up packages with your significant others. I'll be like, hey guys, you guys get something on that. You guys have something to show today on next Monday?
You get that care package, isn't you?
Oh, I don't think you might. It might get. I mean, I guess you just have to address it to them because Cody and I are home all day, so we'd see the package. And if we see that it's from you, then we're like, oh, we're gonna open it.
Fuck. I'll find out where they work, and then I'll send it to their jobs.
Oh, okay. There you go. Can you imagine, like, you see a package from Brian, and I'd be like to Amber, like, what the fuck?
Don't open that until it's until the time is right.
Looking forward to it.
All right. Looking forward to them. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you know what I'm looking forward to?
What's that?
I'm looking forward to clean balls, baby.
Oh.
Clean balls. This episode of The Wanger Show is brought to you by our good friends at Manscaped. What does a guy call his best friends? His testes, besties, of course. Testes besties.
Yeah. I see what you did. Halloween. It rhymes.
It does rhyme. Halloween is right around the corner, and you don't want to spook someone with your scary bush.
You know, you look down there, you get fucking frightened sometimes. You don't got to worry about that now.
Don't curse during the ad read. Our friends at Manscaped wanted to help make your boys downstairs clean and best friends of their own. Manscaped is number one in men's below-the-waist grooming and offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels.
Rawr. That's right.
Rawr. You might be Chewbacca, you might be Bigfoot, or a hairy bear. But it's what's under that costume that really matters. Guys, I know that as of recent working with Manscaped, we've been using their products. So, and we've been like, we can't share it here, but like in our group text with each other, we've just been sharing each other's balls with one another and just like,
showing each other photos.
who's cleaner? I'm cleaner. Dude, I mean, if you look at me and Brian, it's like, yeah, it's like obvious we're not nearly as clean as Cody. Like, you know, Cody doesn't have to do much.
Yeah, picture Christian's beard and hair, but on his nuts.
Well,
that's what it looked like.
It's now
like,
picture what shit, I got going on here.
Yeah. Oh, Cody's nuts are smooth as pie. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if that's a saying, but smooth as jam.
Smooth as pie?
Well, Christian has a full-on mohawk on his balls.
Unfortunately, this has nothing to do with Manscaped. This is just a me problem. Like, I'll shave it with the Manscaped, and then just like, boom, just comes right back. But luckily, I've got everything that I need for Manscaped. So don't be that hairy guy. Manscaped is forever changing the grooming game with their Perfect Package 3.0. Inside the Perfect Package, you'll find their electric trimmer called the Lawnmower 3.0. Cody, you got that sucker right there. Boom. This thing is waterproof and skin safe. Trimmer. It will reduce nicks to your pumpkins. You can also create less mess by trimming in the shower and using their Magic Matte disposable shaving mats. It's fantastic. You can use the light. It's got a wonderful light. You can do it in the shower. You can go up to 90 minutes doing it. It's fantastic. You can just take your time while shaving them jewels. And of course, let's not forget about the Crop Preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. Look, you already put deodorant on your armpits. Why are you not putting deodorant on the smelliest part of your body? Your
dude, balls. Put it under your nuts. That stinks down there. You guys ever take a whiff of that? Oh my God.
I've seen you on occasions just like bending over, just trying to get a whiff of that.
When I'm not
just
here,
like, what does this smell like?
I look around, I'm like, what is that stink? Oh, it's me. My balls are out right now.
Let me stretch down to my toes to find out here. Hold on.
Well, the deodorant does really smell really good, especially going at night. And as soon as you like tuck into bed, just one little like pretend this is the sheets. You're just like, and then you just knocks me right out because it smells so good. The Perfect Package 3.0 also includes anti-chafing performance boxer briefs that keep your packages cool and smelling fresh all day. We've got those as well, and they are incredibly comfortable for on-the-go freshness. You'll love the Crop Reviver Ball Toner Spray. I was actually worried it was going to like sting for some reason, but I spray it on there. Doesn't sting.
No
sting. Feels great.
Ooh. No stinging guaranteed.
Yeah. Feels great.
So, your testes aren't doing the Home Alone thing like the,
It is not. No. It's they don't like shrivel. That. No, they're perfectly fine. Right. And they feel so much better after the Reviver.
Where do the hands come into play?
Yeah, I mean, they just grow hands and they go. Yeah.
We can't promise that with Manscaped, but. You can imagine it. It's time to get clean and mean with this Perfect Package 3.0. Get 20% off plus free shipping with code WANGERS at manscaped.com. Stay sexy this Halloween. Your balls will thank you. Get 20% off and free shipping with code WANGERS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off, ladies and gentlemen.
20%
off. 20%
off. There's more? There's more to this?
There's more than 20%. Not just 20%, but also free shipping at manscaped.com.
Oh my goodness.
If you use the code WANGERS, trick or treat.
Are you kidding me?
Trick or treat.
This is a joke, right? Isn't that you can't get 20% and free shipping?
No, that's what
There's no way you can do 20% and then free shipping.
That's what
I'm
it
not
is.
Laughing. It must not be a joke, Brian.
No, it's not a joke, Brian.
Pretty serious.
No. I mean, I trust you guys.
Yeah. Check it out, guys. Manscaped.com/ manscaped.com. Use promo code WANGERS. 20% off plus free shipping. Trick or treat. Keep your balls neat.
That's good. That's
like
right.
That little touch.
You ever do that thing online shopping where you try to like Google like what's a coupon code or discount code? You don't have to. Wangers, Manscaped.
We're straight up telling you right now. You don't got to try to cheat the system. No, we'll tell you the code.
Chrome link to find all the details.
You know how many
that
times,
shit?
Cody? Boom. I know you get woken up probably in the middle of the night because you're a kid. But sometimes I get woken up in the middle of the night because I just hear my balls and it's ever so faint. It's just like, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And then Hammer's like, shh. And I'm like, it's just my balls. Thank you, me.
Your
for
balls
Manscaped.
Are high-fiving you with the hands that they've mutated out.
It's not even that. The balls are just clapping together. They're like.
Of course. Yeah.
They're going like that.
Hammer's like, what's that? Are your balls really clapping right now?
And then I lean into her. I was like, it's Manscaped. She's like, I get it. And then she just passes out. That's what it is.
No, she's like, did you use Wangers?
Yeah.
To get 20% off and free shipping.
Absolutely.
And you're like, I did.
Absolutely. Yeah, that one was kind of a hard pitch for her dad because I told her, I was like, oh, we have this deal that we're working with them. Send it to your dad and your grandpa and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I like sent her the artwork and I was like, it's all balls. Like, I can't send this to my dad. I was like,
dude, also they don't just have shit for your balls. They have nose hairs. My nose hairs grow so grotesquely. They have the trimmer that goes.
Yeah.
That can clean up this like no other. I'm over there with what are those clippers? Like, oh my God, don't cut inside.
Don't cut inside. Don't cut the nostrils. Yeah.
Oh, that stink. Have you ever done that where it's like,
not with Manscaped. Yeah. Manscaped. Oh, no.
You know, you start crying because like you hit like a sinus or something.
You don't have to. Manscaped has the vroom, 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 and it just fucking clean.
I have some of their little kit with the scissors and the pliers and stuff. And sometimes I've got like a white hair. There's a couple white hairs that start growing in. I'm getting old. I'm going to die soon. And sometimes I just grab those things and yank them out. And I'd be like, Amber, look. That's death.
See the root? You can see like the roots of it.
Yeah, it's fucking
black,
crazy.
But yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. Speaking of black.
You know where you don't have white hairs? Your balls.
No.
All right? Because Manscaped is keeping you young. Ooh. All right? That's what's going on.
I can't wait for white ball hairs.
Yeah? And that built these strips. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, boy. So, yeah. That would mean a lot to us if you guys check out Manscaped and use that promo code Wangers. It's been fun working with them. They've been really, really cool, and they have such a good sense of humor about everything. And, you know, what perfect time? Keep your little pumpkins clean than October. You know what I mean? Just go for Halloween as a big pair of clean balls. You know what I mean? And then
have to explain it. But just let them know, guys, they're Manscaped balls.
I think guys will be like,
I get it now.
Okay. I understand. Yeah. There you go. All right. What do we got here? What are we fucking talking about? This blackberry lime. Yummy.
Okay. I was going to talk about my COVID test. Christian got COVID tested.
Yes. There you go. Yes.
But I got the one where it goes in your nose. And yeah. Christian has gotten that before.
Oh, yeah. You're now smooth nose with the trimmer.
Smooth. Yes, yeah. Good thing I got Manscaped because I did the ring, and then it just went through. He's like,
your nose was as smooth as like my chin. You know, that's what you're looking at inside your nose.
Yeah. Oh, the guy at the clinic was like, Manscaped? I was like, you got it.
You got it.
Promo code Wangers.
Credit card? You got it.
Promo code Wangers?
Yeah.
How did you know? But yeah, so when you get a COVID test in the nose, you just pull your mask down and they just like a long ass Q-tip just in one nostril. And then I'm like, okay, that's it. And then he's like, all right, now the next nostril in that one. Mm-hmm. I'm like, shit. And I'm like, fuck. I want to sneeze.
Man. Yeah.
I feel like I wanted to sneeze, but I didn't really want to because you have to sneeze in a mask and it just goes. So like, and then you're also in like a clinic. So I don't know, Christian, did you experience that where like your eyes were watery and you had to sneeze?
Yeah. I didn't sneeze, fortunately. I was talking to my dad about this because he had this, I think he had the same thing. He actually did sneeze, but when they got tested, they got it handed to them and they did it in the car in the nose.
That's what Marissa did. Yeah.
Yeah. And
you do it yourself?
You can. Yeah. The nose one, you can.
You administer the nose thing in yourself?
You can, yeah.
Wow, yeah. That's scary.
That's what they do for like the drive-thru ones, like the CVS and all that, yeah.
He said he sneezed, but when I got it done to me, I was just like, because I was shocked. I didn't know how far up it was going to go.
I was kind of in like a shock.
I told you.
How big my nose is? Yeah. What's going on? I didn't know it goes up that far.
They keep going, and she was kind of aggressive when she did it that first time, but the second time it wasn't nearly as bad, but yeah, you are like, and then your nose starts to get runny. And then when I went to the office next to the where I got the test, they were checking my heartbeat. This was at the different one, not the one that you went to last time.
Yeah, right? I didn't get, you got your blood pressure and your heart thing. I didn't get any of that.
So that was weird.
You donated a kidney and everything. Yeah. It was a weird day.
I think I went to the wrong clinic.
I think they just like gave you an up and down look and they're like, dude, do you have high blood pressure? Like, let's check you out, bro. Like,
they took your iPhone, your Mac charger, everything from
you. Like, dude, you need to chill,
Brian. Yeah,
yeah. But no, that was hard because when she was checking my heartbeat, she's like, breathe normally. I'm like, I'm fucking trying. I'm like, and I'm like sniffing the whole time. It's like, I swear I'm not sick. Like, I just got a fucking rod jammed up my nose right now.
And she's like, all right, you can leave. Oh, sorry, you forgot your tampon. A dick doctor was like,
yeah.
I love the idea that all these doctors are just assholes.
Fucking assholes. You know,
like, getting tested for a very serious pandemic and they're just.
She's like, oh, you tested negative for COVID, but you tested positive for being a little pussy. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
I see.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Oh, you tested positive for being a pussy disease.
That's not as contagious as COVID.
Yeah. But, yeah. But when I went there, there was a woman in front of me that she got the test done, and then she was waiting because it takes like 15 minutes for the results. Mm-hmm. And the doctor comes out and he's like, the results are inconclusive, so we have to do it again.
Oh, no.
She's like, really?
So what, the doctor fucked up on it, or one of the people?
I don't know, but they did it again, and I was
wondering about that one, because you have to, for that specific one that, Brian, you went to, because I know that one, we have to, like, wait outside. So the whole time I kept thinking, and like, what if someone tests positive? What's the protocol? I keep thinking of Monsters, Inc., where they're like, we got a 2318! We got a 23! Yeah. And they all just come out, and they all just tackle the person. Mm-hmm. Do you have that soundbite ready?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. No. Oh, I thought, oh, Brian, no, you were like.
He doesn't have any idea what you're talking about.
Oh, okay, no, never mind. You're clicking.
Literally never seen Monsters, Inc.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's good fun.
But yeah, no, I was worried about that. Like, people that come here probably think they have COVID. And what if one of them does? What happens then?
I don't think that's the case. I think they go. I mean, a lot of people. I mean, like, you went there because you're going for a job.
For work. Yeah. We have to go for work.
I think that's the case for a lot of people. When I went. The second time I went, they said, I overheard them saying that there was an outbreak at a preschool nearby. So a lot of parents were bringing their kids in. So maybe they were going in worried that, you know, just in case if their kid was exposed. But I would say for the most part, people are going just as a precaution.
Just to like, what if, well, like you did, like you wanted to see your friends. So you're like, what if we all get tested and then we see each other?
Yeah. Well, they just had a kid. So I not only had to get tested for COVID, but I had to get my Tdap shot because I didn't have that. I mean, it's been forever since I've had that. So
you got like vaccinated for the first time?
No, well, I have. I mean, that's the
I had to get my measles shot. You know, yeah.
I got the Tdap shot and the flu shot in the same day. So I like
your arms like, are just like,
I'm just like, oh, it wasn't that bad, but like the Tdap shot because they call it the whooping cough shot. This thing. Yeah. It's fucking huge, dude. And then she pulled out the needle. I was like, dang. And then she's like, are you a lefty? No? Yeah, you get it. I think when you're younger, you usually get it. I asked.
Then why'd you miss it?
No, because you're supposed to get it like every 10 years or something like that.
Did they not need it when you went to Catholic school? Like, did they not believe in it? Because don't you get all these shots for like school?
I don't think so. Not shots.
For some schools.
You get physicals for sports, but not shots. No. You get the flu shot, obviously, but
I gotta look up my record now, see if I have.
No, yeah, because I asked my mom that, and I was like, "Hey, mom, do you know when's the last time I got a Tdap shot?" And she was just like, "Oh, let me pull up your vaccine folder or whatever." I was like, "Jesus,
got it right here on my phone."
She had them all. She had them all. She's like, "You haven't had your Tdap since like 1998 or whatever." I was like, "Oh wow, maybe I should get that."
Well, yeah. What if she's like, "You got it last year, and you didn't have to go through it again."
Then you have 10 years. Then I didn't have
also,
to.
Also, you don't need to do COVID testing. Yeah, you're in the clear. We just like to watch you suffer.
Could you imagine?
While you're there.
She's like, you actually got COVID tested like 10 years ago. So you're
fine. It's all good.
Whoa.
Yeah. Awesome. Start dancing like Trump, man. You got
But yeah, testing's strange, man. That's going
to
be like.
But you went to the Dodger Stadium one, though.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, that was the swab in the mouth.
Did you watch the video beforehand?
I did, but. A little contradicting because the video that they recommended through the website was kind of – actually, not kind of. It was different than the video that was displayed at Dodger Stadium. So if you turn into a specific AM radio station, then it kind of goes through – it goes through all the steps, and then you can watch a video of a tutorial on, like, how to do it all. And, like, the order was all wrong. Like, on the website, it said do it – you know, do this 20 seconds, do this 20 seconds. But then when you're there, they're like, oh, no, do this first 10 seconds. Do this first 10 seconds. And I was like, oh, I don't know which one to do.
You watched, like, the director's cut is what you're watching.
That's what I did. Yeah, that's pretty much what I did.
I feel like it doesn't matter, though. Like, I don't know. Because all you do, you cough, like, for 3 minutes, right?
No, you cough three to five times, not for 5 minutes straight.
No, I cough.
You just hurl into a bucket for like 12 minutes, right? That's what you gotta do.
I was coughing, and Laura's like, all right, it's out. Like, you got it.
On both the website and at Dodger Stadium, they said cough 3 to 5 times into your arm.
But like a deep cough.
Yeah, yeah.
Like to get everything out of your possible lungs.
Yes.
And then that's when you swab.
Mm-hmm.
top, bottom, behind, everything.
Under the tongue, stick it in your
butt,
on the roof.
If it sticks out of the butt.
I don't know about that. I did. There was a story.
I got a stool sample from me.
There was a story out of Alabama that some people got tested with used sticks.
Oh.
Yeah. Ooh. Disgusting.
Well, with this one, they're good that, like, they... Like a bottle cap, it shows if it's broken off.
Right, right. Yeah, and you gotta shake it in the fluid.
I'm just imagining Brian volunteering his stool sample. Like, he's driving up in his car, got my shit. Here we go. Take it. No one asked for that. Yeah. He's just got a little baggie of
food. The only strange thing about the Dodger Stadium one is, like, you literally drop. So after you put it in the little vial, then you put it back in the baggie, and then as soon as you drive off, you drop it in a fucking trash can. Like,
yeah. Oh, Conspiracy Brian here.
Oh,
open your eyes, man.
Open your eyes. When I saw that too, I was like, are they just throwing away our results? Like,
and just sending us an email the next day saying you're good.
Saying you're fine. Like, ooh, how would he know if it's accurate? First of all, if you administer the test on yourself, how accurate is that? Because some people that don't know how to send a text message, let alone like test for a disease in their mouth.
Yeah. I'm wondering if the accuracy comes in the individual that tests it on themselves. And then, like, if you don't do it good enough, then, you know, maybe you get results back saying it's inconclusive. You got to do it again. Yeah. Or if they all just come out negative, you know.
So then once you all got tested, how long did it take to get the results?
I got it back. I got mine at the end of the next day. And then Amber got hers, like, the afternoon 2 days later.
2 days later. Mm-hmm. Oh, so 1 to 2 days, which one isn't bad.
No, it's not bad. But I mean, you know, do you factor in like, okay, did they like stop collecting samples that day at hers and start her? You know what I mean? So I don't.
Well, you factor in how many bags of trash did they throw away?
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm.
And then send the results saying you guys are fine.
It takes a long time to send those emails, you know.
Yeah,
drop them up. Yeah, and then once in a while they just send out a positive just so they can, you know, keep up the stats.
Then once you guys all get tested, do you take the mask off when you see each other?
Who, like my friends?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, we, like, kept our distance, but when holding the baby and stuff, like, kept the mask on and stuff.
Oh, you put the mask back on.
Yeah. All right. But they were even saying that, like, babies, because their, like, immune system is so, like, nothing really affects it right now.
They're just
because it was a newborn baby. It was, like, 2 months. Mm-hmm.
So, like, they don't have the gene to, like, for COVID to latch onto and, like,
I don't think so. Not yet.
It's harder for COVID to get to like, babies and young kids. Not that it's impossible, because there's plenty of cases where young kids get it. I'm just saying I remember that being a thing early on. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's still true. But
there was, like,
learning so much about this disease.
Mm-hmm. Like, an infant, like, passing away because of it.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So, we pretty much waited, because, like, you know, they're my best friends, so I've been wanting to see them and their kid for the longest time. So I obviously wanted to make sure that we went through the proper precautions and we got all the shots that we needed, even if it fucking hurt. It didn't really hurt that much. A little sore the next day, but, you know, needles. Right. I don't fuck, you know, needles.
I just imagine you coming inside, like, to your apartment. Your nose is still running. Your arms are hurting.
Yeah. So, yeah. There it is.
That's cool.
Get tested. Go get tested. If you want to see people, go get tested. Do be safe. Just be safe.
Get tested, but also still maintain. Like, just because you're tested doesn't mean...
Just maintain. Yeah.
Just maintain.
Just maintain just distance.
Maintain. It can maintain many things. Your self distance, you know?
Yeah. Just do maintain things. It all.
Maintain it. Maintain
just
it.
Because, just because you get some sketchy tests at the bottom of Dodger Stadium...
Go Dodgers. Oh my god, 100%. That last game was fucking amazing.
I'm surprised incredible. Cody's not wearing all Dodger gear now. He did that for the Lakers.
I fucking hate you, dude. I really got upset about that, because I knew no matter what I said, the narrative looks like I'm just a bandwagon Laker fan. Like, no matter what I said, even though I've been a Laker fan my entire life, you know,
That's on you. You can't show up the week after.
I've been wearing that black Lakers hat for years, Brian. I've been rocking that thing for a long time.
On Wanger show.
Yes.
This is all I see in my life, so I don't see you in other appearances.
You don't even have our cameras up. You're just looking at yourself right now. Yeah. That's what's going on.
He's looking at all of his...
Are you guys here?
He's got, like, multiple plugins to all of his brand new webcams that he bought, and it's just all on him.
All the different angles of himself.
Yeah. And one shot of his fucking pumpkin pillows.
Yeah. Nice little close-up on that. Those are very nice. Good job, Laura.
Good job, Laura. Those are great. Yeah, I'm a big fan of those.
Happy fall, guys.
Happy fall.
Yeah.
Pumpkin spice.
She put those there.
Where do you keep all that shit when it becomes like December?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's the thing. These are only pillowcases. So you just swap out the cases.
That's smart. Oh, that's smart.
That's Laura being smart. Boom. That's not you.
Give me another one of your brain busters, Cody. What else you got?
Nolan De Palma sent a super chat. Thank you so much. Said, hey, y'all, did any of you get a chance to check out the poster for the new Texas Chainsaw Massacre? I did see that. Did it?
A new one?
Yeah, that was my fucking thing. I was like, oh, they're making a new one. All right, cool. Yeah, it looks pretty cool. It's just like a face, and it's like forward.
Haven't the last three bombed?
I think all of them.
Every time they try to reboot it,
I'm not a fan of really any of them.
I enjoyed the Jessica Biel one.
I did like that one too.
I like that one as well.
But
they made the one after that, and then they made like a 3D one, and then they did like a origin story. I think all three of those didn't do well.
Yeah, I think I saw. The one with Alexandria Daddario.
That's what I say. Isn't she in one of the spinoffs or something?
I think that's the 3D one.
Yes. Oh. Texas Chainsaw 3D.
Yeah.
I saw that one in theaters.
Oh.
And woof. That was when I was reviewing movies and shit. So I was like, I'm going to see everything. Ugh. I don't know why I did that.
Those are your Stay Frosty days, right?
Those are my Stay Frosty days. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give this one a 5 out of 10 Frosties. Oh, that would have been fun.
There we go.
You get little heads of, baldness. That would have been fun.
Stay frosty.
Man. Yeah, that one's not great. But I don't know who
the original?
Yeah, I've seen the original one.
But you guys don't like the original?
I like it.
I like the 2003 one better, but that's just me. I'm in a hot take, guys. What am I doing?
Stay frosty. I think I might like the remake a little bit more too. I just never I saw it and I was like, "Yeah, I get it. It's cool." I think it's cool. I like the setup and everything.
Of the original.
The original one. Yeah, yeah.
But at the time, you can be like, oh, that was fucking nuts.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, we obviously didn't see it when it came out. We saw it after the fact, but.
Yeah, you got to.
No, I saw it in theaters in the 70s.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. Nice.
You.
I don't talk about that time a lot. Yeah.
No. Yeah.
You're 55 years old.
Yeah, good times for you. Yeah.
I saw a classic horror movie.
What did you see, Brian? What was that?
The Invisible Man.
No, not that garbage.
Check out our commentary, by the way. Patreon.com/wingers. There's a highlight video. Check it out, too.
Yeah, just went up.
The highlight video went up.
It did.
You can see us talk about The Invisible Man and how campy and cheesy it is.
Great movie. Yeah. One of the best.
Physicalities of The Invisible Man.
I kept that in there. That was funny.
Let's guess. So you saw a classic horror movie?
A classic one, yes.
How classic are we talking here?
It's spooky month, and I'm going back. I've seen the originals, so I continued on one of the franchises and saw the second one.
Oh, you didn't watch? Oh God, you didn't watch The Exorcist 2, The Heretic, did you?
No.
Did you watch Nightmare 2?
No.
Freddy's Revenge. That's the movie that got me.
Good.
That's the movie that got me into horror movies. I have a personal love for that movie.
That's the one that got you to
stay frosty.
Exactly. Yeah. I would say actually Nightmare 3 is the best sequel of the Nightmare movies, the Dream Warriors. That one's really
better than the original?
No, but out of all the sequels, every slasher movie had a bunch of sequels and shit. The third one's legitimately really good. It's got Patricia Arquette, Frank Darabont wrote it. It's actually really good.
So you're watching a sequel to a classic movie that you haven't seen. You've seen the first one, but you haven't seen the sequel yet. Okay, so you watched that.
Yeah.
We got some people, Nolan and Paula are saying Halloween 2.
No, but that was close.
Ooh. It's a good sequel, by the way.
Halloween 2 is good?
Yeah.
Is it good? Okay. And then 3 is where it dips?
Well, 3 is...
3 is just different. It's completely
Is that Season
different.
Of the Witch?
Yeah. It's okay. Good on...
People like it.
It's good just, on its own. It, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just it, I like, nothing well, to do with
we all like the first Halloween, but yeah. I can't. I feel like Halloween 2 can't be better than that.
It's not. But it's a solid little isolated horror movie.
And it also doesn't the Halloween franchise is so all over the place. Cause so technically Halloween 2 doesn't exist anymore in the newer
now,
movie.
Because
now,
of the new one. Yeah.
But it's still a really good, I think it's a pretty solid sequel with a great score.
That's next on my list. Cause I've seen the first Halloween a bunch of times. Okay. I have not seen Halloween 2.
Yeah. It's a cool little Like if you watch Halloween 2, then after that watch Halloween. You've seen H2O, right?
Yeah, that was my favorite.
I like Halloween H2O, you know? So it's like Halloween 2 and then H2O. Okay. So classic.
I don't think you would watch Friday the 13th Part 2.
I did.
That's Whoa, it? I really?
Did. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Right.
That's dude, I was just telling Cody I watched the 6-hour documentary series of the making of Friday the 13th this past weekend.
All day.
6 hours?
I spread it out to two parts. Richard Lemon just gets it. Friday the 13th Part 2?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because here's the thing. I saw the first Friday the 13th like a year or two ago because I bought it on like $5 Blu-ray bin. Mm-hmm. I was like, I haven't seen it. It's terrible.
It's not good.
The first one is garbage.
Yeah.
It's a pile of shit.
It's shock value.
How did this become a franchise? Mm-hmm. And also, spoilers for a 40-year-old movie, Jason isn't the killer.
In the first movie, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Betsy Palmer.
And so I was like...
R.I.P. No, is she still alive?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I wanted to see Jason in the hockey mask, like in full form.
I already know.
And spoilers, he's still not with the hockey mask in part two, the stupid white hood.
Oh, I fucking love it. As soon as you said that, I already knew where you're going.
What? When does he get the goddamn hockey?
He gets it in the third.
Jason as the hockey mask.
He gets it in the third movie. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, all great franchises wait for the third installment to really get the most iconic look of the character.
Now,
yeah.
But I enjoyed the second Friday the 13th. I really enjoyed it
more than the. Oh, well, dude, they got some good kills in that one. That's the, is that the wheelchair kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's cool. Yeah, I'm a big fan
wheelchair
of that one.
Wheelchair kid, the skinny dipping girl, the, Jason has his little, house where he hides the bodies.
Oh, yeah. Is that where, who's the final girl? Is that Alice or is Alice in the first movie? I don't remember. But the girl puts on the sweater and pretends to be his mom.
Yeah.
That's great. That's fucking great. Love that shit. Yeah.
But then they had a shot of like the mom's corpse head.
And oh, I was like, yeah.
Please don't become animated and wink and start talking.
Yeah.
It was like, I was like waiting for it. Mm-hmm. But no, I enjoyed this one a lot more. And it's just like a fun slasher movie.
Oh, yeah. I would say the legitimate, like, best. Red Letter Media just did a review on two of the Friday movies, and they talked about 4 and 6. Like Friday the 13th Part 4 and then Friday the 13th Part 6. 4 is pretty fun because that's like the quintessential, like, okay, because when you watched Part 2, so in Part 3 he gets the mask, right? So he gets
Is Part 3 good, though?
I mean, well, okay.
I want to see him in the goddamn mask.
Okay, but
that's what I've been waiting for 2 years, to see him in the goddamn mask.
But Part 3 is a lot of fun to watch because it's in 3D. So there's a lot of those like cheesy like
it's like ooh.
Yeah. So it's like clearly they're like like there's one kill where Jason squeezes a guy's head and his eye pops out and so it goes right into frame. So it's a lot of fun. It is actually a lot of fun. But like Friday the 13th Part 4, he's like he has the mask. It's supposed to be the final chapter. It's called the final chapter, but it's clearly not. But that one is just like, oh yeah, go for that one. That one's actually okay. But 6 is like my personal favorite because that one's, I think it's called Jason Lives. Spoiler for Friday 5. In Friday 5, Jason's not even the killer. It's like a copycat. Yeah, oh, so it's funny. So
Brian be watching that. What the fuck?
Yeah,
you know.
So
where's the mask?
Yeah, skip. Oh, and also, Friday 4 has what's his name from the Goonies? Fucking Corey Feldman. He's
the dude.
So, all right. So Part 4, the final chapter, came out in April 1984. Okay, they literally made another one in less than a year.
Oh yeah,
it was March in 85. The next one came out.
A new beginning.
They're just straight up lying. They had the other one in the works. Like, what the fuck?
No. They don't have the other one in the like. They just like, oh, it made more money. Let's just keep making them.
So they just made it that quickly.
Oh yeah.
Just like, well, fuck. We'll keep going.
Is it different? Like production companies? Because the people that made the second one weren't the first one.
Because Steve Miner directed the second one. I think once the second one hit, I think that was like the same production company for most of them, except for the first one, obviously.
Because also the second one doesn't make sense because Jason is alive, but he's like older.
Yeah, now
only
he's
5 years.
It takes like, place. Yeah. It doesn't make. I mean, they went to space at one point. Like, you know what I mean? Who cares?
That's my favorite one. Jason X is the best one. I will not be told otherwise. Great. Yeah.
But in the second one, like, he's alive and he's older. He's a grown man now after 5 years, after he was like, what, 8 when he died in the lake?
Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm. And even I read, like, even the producers were like, if he was alive the whole time, he would have just told his mom in the beginning.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't have killed everybody in the original movie.
Yeah, yeah.
But now, like, the movie is just like, yeah, fuck it. Who cares? Mm-hmm. It's a movie. Like, just accept that there's this killer on the loose.
Oh, yeah. I think, like, Sean S. Cunningham in that documentary I was watching, they were like, yeah, we're just going to straight up rip off, like, all these, like, Halloween was like the Kickstarter to the slashers, and then Friday the 13th, yeah, we're just gonna like rip that off basically.
Well, they came out the same year, the Halloween 2 and part 2 of Friday the 13th came out in 81.
Yeah. Well, the funniest thing is that Sean S. Cunningham, I think that's what it is, Sean Cunningham, the original director, he sold like the idea of Friday the 13th just based off of the title, Friday the 13th. So he's like, hey, I have a movie in mind. It's called Friday the 13th. And they're like, great, here's money. And he's like, fuck, what do I write? I got to write a movie now. So it's
first
just like,
one's really bad.
It's just like off of the whole title. The Betsy Palmer stuff at the very end is probably like the best stuff because she's just like hamming up and having fun.
And the very end, the last scare of the original scares. Movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's
and
like
they
the
replay
one.
That in this movie. And I was watching it with Laura. And she didn't know of that scare, and she just like lost her shit.
Oh, that's right, because like she spoilers for the first movie, the final girl at the end of the first movie dies at the beginning of the second movie, right?
She's in it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Christian, you tweeted out when you scared Alex with that, right?
I'm pretty like sure I did, yeah. Last season for Spooky Month, Alex and I watched the original one, and he had no idea, and he just lost his shit.
Because, like, that one, it isn't as, it's set up, but not in a way, it just looks like a peaceful, calming shot. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
But in, like, because it's not as telegraphed. Like, in the second Friday the 13th, she's by a window. So you're like, all right, he's coming out.
Yeah.
But, like, in the lake, it's just an open lake, and like, boom, happens. Laura's, like, yelling. Like, holy shit.
It's good stuff. Every one has like their fun moments because like when I started watching those when I was a kid, they were always just on TV. So a lot of them were like edited out. So I never saw like a lot of the gore stuff. But
yeah,
I always thought they were fun. Like at one point, you just start rooting for Jason just to kill all these kids, you know. And
everyone sucks.
Yeah, but the sixth one is legitimately really fun because they kind of get meta with it. Like that was like one of the. Even before, obviously, like Scream and New Nightmare, this movie was like really meta. I think someone looks at the camera at one point, and two people are in a car, and they see Jason like with the hockey mask in the distance, and they're like, "I've seen enough horror movies to know that a guy with a mask is a bad sign or some shit like that." So,
but not the
like,
first two Friday the 13th.
Not
that's
the
for
first
sure,
two.
He didn't have the mask.
He didn't have the mask.
Brian watching it, just being like, "Where's the fucking mask?" Like the whole time, just waiting for it. Yeah,
I almost wish you would have texted us because we could have told you watch the third one. Don't watch the second one.
But the second one's good. It's enjoyable.
Yeah, it's fun. So are you gonna try to just like watch all of them, or are you just gonna want to see when he has the hockey mask?
I think we're kind of just jumping around into like what spooky movie do we want to watch now? So I think I think Halloween 2 might be next.
Yeah, I'm excited. To watch that Halloween. That one's fun.
I gotta go kill a spider. Hold on.
Yeah, go kill that spider.
Ooh.
I watched Halloween Part 4 the other night.
How many goddamn Halloweens are there?
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, H2O Resurrection. And then you have Rob Zombie 1, 2. And then you have the 2018. So that's 11.
That's 11?
There's 11. 11 movies in the Halloween franchise. 10 if you only count Michael Myers, because he's not Michael Myers isn't in the third movie. But I actually like the fourth movie. So that one's
explain,
fun.
They don't explain
such a big spider.
That they don't explain that he comes back like he's because he dies too, right?
Michael?
Yeah.
In which one?
And like all of them, doesn't he get like his head chopped off or burned or something?
Okay, so in H2O he gets his head spoilers, these are all old. He gets his head chopped off at the end of H2O.
But it's a different guy.
But they retcon that in Resurrection, and he's like, oh, yeah, he strangled a paramedic's throat and his vocal cords were ruined, so he couldn't speak. So she killed the wrong guy, and so he was still alive. And but then
they go back and explain like the previous movie, like this is why he's not dead. He just like walked away.
Pretty much. Halloween 2, I mean, you'll see, but it literally picks up right after Halloween 1.
And Jamie Lee Curtis is still...
She's still in it, and so is Donald Pleasance. Okay. Donald Pleasance is like the through line for all of those movies, and he's great in all of them. He's just like, Michael! He's just like, not senile, but he's just fucking crazy trying to kill Michael after all these years and stuff. But cool. I was telling Brian Cody that I watched Halloween 4 over the weekend, and that was like the first movie to reboot a franchise, because like, it ignores 3, and... Jamie Lee Curtis is dead in that movie, but she had a daughter, and then Michael.
I remember four being really good, not really good, but I remember enjoying four, and then five being like really bad.
Five's not great.
Yeah,
six is the worst. No, well, it's hard because six got like meddled by a studio. That's the one with Paul Rudd. I think that was like his first movie ever. But like, it's hard to toss that up between Resurrection because Resurrection is just kind of fun and silly.
Busta Rhymes?
Yeah. He's like, trick or treat, motherfucker. Yeah. Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. But that one is kind of ahead of its time, a little bit before the found footage stuff.
It was all like cameras and stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
It was like a reality TV show in Michael Myers' home, which is actually a really cool concept. But, you know, Tyra Banks is in it too. Mm. No, not Tyra Banks. Is it Tyra Banks?
I don't think so.
Vivica Fox?
No, it's Tyra Banks.
Let's stop making guesses now.
It's Tyra Banks.
I think I have the DVD of H2O. I want to rewatch that because I enjoyed that one.
It's Tyra Banks. You're safe, Christian.
I can't. Oh, I knew it. I know my shit. Yeah, I like H2O. I think that one was written by Kevin Williamson, and I think that was also directed by Steve Miner, who directed Friday the 13th Part 2.
Oh, hot dog.
So there you go.
Man.
He did a good job directing. Yeah. I mean, it was still silly and goofy as fuck.
Yeah.
And like some parts, you're like, why is this girl just like skinny dipping by herself?
Yeah. Yeah.
And also like there was like a bunch of couples in the second in Friday 13 part 2. Mm-hmm. And all the girls were like totally horned up and like going after these guys.
Oh yeah.
And like, it's just like a man writing like, what if a girl was just like all about this guy's dick right now? And because the girl's like, oh, let's play a game. Winner gets what?
I will say, if you ever get to Friday the 13th Part 4, Crispin Glover is in it. And he has like a fantastic dancing scene that's like been memed out. He's doing the Trump. Yeah, he did it before Trump did it. Yeah, hell yeah. Sick. So yeah. I'm so happy. I'm so happy you're watching spooky stuff.
Look at Brian.
I love it, Brian.
And Nightmare 2 is... worth watching? Or
I personally love it. There's like
that was the one that got you to
stay frosty.
yeah,
of course.
Yeah. There's like they talk about that one in the 4-hour documentary series of Nightmare on Elm Street about that one kind of being like a subtly like movie about coming out of the closet and stuff, because a couple people from the movie eventually came out as gay and stuff, and there's just like a lot of like visual stuff that can kind of represent that, and I
like a banana
that.
And two oranges
or yeah yeah. No, but
is that still directed by Wes Craven?
No, he was involved, I think, with Dream Warriors, the third movie, and then he did New Nightmare, and that's it. That was his time with Nightmare. And New Nightmare is great.
I want to revisit I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Oh, it's not,
I
don't good. Know if,
I think the idea good? For it is cool. I think the idea of I Know What You Did Last Summer is cool. The movie's not. Yeah.
So you guys have seen it recently and it's not good?
Not recently. I'll admit that. I haven't seen it a very long time.
I haven't
time,
seen it but, since yeah. it came out.
I saw it a few months, like a month or so ago. And I was just like, I actually just watched Chris Stuckman. He always does a cool Halloween series every year reviewing movies. And he did I Know What You Did Last Summer recently. And I was watching that. And he brought up a good point that Sarah Michelle Gellar is like, she should have been the main character because she has a better like backstory and like fall to grace after like everything that she's been through. And meanwhile, just Jennifer Love Hewitt just screams the entire movie. She just screams.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's a good point. I never thought about that. Yeah.
And they make fun of that in Boy Meets World.
Oh, dude, that's a great Halloween special.
Yeah. That one freaked me out as a kid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that one was good.
The janitor and the whole guy in the mask. Oh, mm-hmm. man. Ooh.
Where's my basketball? It's right here. Oh, okay. Yeah, love that shit. Some people were in our Discord on our Patreon. We're recommending some fun stuff because we're doing two more weeks of Spooky Month commentaries. We did The Invisible Man last week. We did Insidious the week before that. And then before that, we did...
Now we did Alien before Man, and then Insidious before Alien.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So we got two more weeks. We're going to save Halloween Town for the last week of October, closer to Halloween, of course. So we got one more. I'm thinking.
Leave your suggestions,
guys.
Leave
some suggestions. What do you guys want us to watch?
Preferably did Jason X.
Yeah. We did Jason X already.
Did we do Freddy versus Jason?
Yes.
Oh, we did that.
I believe. Fuck, hold on.
But if you guys did it, I wasn't there.
It's probably like not streaming anywhere. All these are
the other thing. If anyone has any suggestions, we try to do for these quarantine commentaries, make it movies that are streaming because so more people can watch along live. You know what I mean? That's kind of the idea. Otherwise, we'd just pick random ones and be like, yeah, there you go. But by all means, leave some suggestions, guys. Let us know what movies or movie, I guess, if you're only picking one here that you want to see.
Freddy v. Jason is not streaming anywhere.
Son of a bitch.
Freddy, Furious.
I'm pretty sure you guys did. I thought you guys did that.
I could have sworn that we did, too.
Yeah.
God, we've done so many fucking
We don't remember anything we do here, guys. We should really start keeping track of these things.
I mean, we've done all the classic slashers. We did Friday. We did Scream. We did Nightmare. We did Halloween. We have done Hellraiser. Fuck. Have you guys ever seen Hellraiser?
I haven't Not seen since I was a kid.
Dude, that movie's glorious.
Oh, what about Chucky? Child's Play.
Child's Play would be
maybe.
Fun. Yeah, that's kind
of
fun.
Is that streaming anywhere? I don't think I've seen the original. I've seen like when they came back and did like Seed of Chucky and Bride of Chucky and all that stupid shit.
Yeah.
I remember watching those, but I don't remember the original Child's Play.
I don't think.
Did I tell it? I think I've told the story.
We did. Sorry. We did do Freddy vs. Jason. We did that last year.
Okay. That's what I thought. I think I've told the story about Movie Talk when they announced the new Child's Play. So we had like B-roll footage of the old one in there with what the clip that Adam played.
Mm-hmm.
Have I told you that? Okay.
I don't remember.
So there's a scene, Brian, in the original Child's Play where there's a fight scene between it's one of the guys or one of the girls and Chucky, and like it's fucking ridiculous. All right? Like it ends up with Chucky being like thrown into the fire, thrown like a fireplace and shit like that. And but that's also the only clip from that movie that we had to play on the show. And like every other week, there was a new story on Child's Play. So Adam kept playing this fucking this clip with no sound of it at all. So it'd be like Ellis talking about the new movie, and next to him is just this ridiculous clip of Chucky in this giant fight scene. You're thrown into a fire.
I love it. The first,
I laughed every time. That was great.
That's great.
There's the remake came out.
Yeah, the new one.
Yeah, I never saw that one.
Yeah,
the remake's on Amazon Prime.
No.
Sorry.
The fuck?
I just saw a Streamlabs saying Laura Luck just subscribed. It's about time, Laura.
Very nice pillows.
I never did see the remake. I know Mark Hamill did the voice for Chucky. I heard it's really gory. I remember hearing that like, the kills were like super gory. I was thinking about the other day, like every horror movie has been fucking remade. Nothing's been touched.
Nothing ever. Exorcist.
A
TV show. But
there was a TV show, which was, I think, spoiler, ended up being a sequel to the movie, which... I think, were you with me? I went to a screening one time I went to a screening one time for work for an episode of The Exorcist. And I think the episode that we went there for, because they were doing interviews after, the episode was like the reveal of like, I think, what's her name? God, what is her name?
Oh, I forget her name. I'm sorry. I know what you're talking about.
What are you talking about?
A League of Their Own.
Gina Davis.
Gina Davis, thank you. She played Reagan, but like older, and it was like revealed in that episode. I think the series got canceled, so I don't think it's a big deal.
Yeah.
But I was just like, oh, fuck! I kind of want to watch the show, but I never watched it. People in the chat are saying, Senior Film says The Conjuring... Is The Conjuring streaming anywhere?
It's not. I've been wanting to do that one.
Dang. The second one is.
Or if it is, it's recently, because I checked a while ago. And it
was I know. Yeah. I think Paranormal Activity 3.
Oh,
that is streaming somewhere.
Is on Amazon Prime.
Would it be weird if we just jumped into the third one? I mean, who cares?
I mean, the best one.
It's the best one, for sure. That could be fun. Okay, that's a contender. Neil Hutchinson says The Thing. Unfortunately, The Thing is not streaming.
Yeah, anywhere. But we've been wanting to do that one.
That's my.
Yeah.
I watched the movie
thing
twice.
Is boring.
Are you kidding me?
Oh my god, it was such a trek to get through.
You didn't like that one? You didn't like the
No.
You fuck with me? It's my favorite movie of all time. It's my favorite horror movie.
You just hurt my feelings, bro.
Come on, Brian.
I mean. You fuck with me?
Are you thinking
of
the 20
Invisible Man sucks? What now?
Oh my god. Brian doesn't like slow burns.
I just couldn't get through The Thing.
Oh man. Senior Film says the Paranormal Activity, the marked ones, I think it's underrated. I think I saw it one time and I remember one very specific scare. And I thought that was cool. Like a thing in the background. I was like, oh, that's fucking cool. It's scary.
That's it.
Look
at that mistake in the back. Yeah.
That's just an extra up in the fucking balcony the right there. Oh, man.
So we'll figure it out.
Choreographed scenes.
Yeah.
Speaking of creepy shit in the background.
There you go.
How about that segue, guys?
Woo, Cody, look at you coming to work.
What's that supposed to mean?
Ooh. Oh man! No! Wow. I'm saying, like, look at you doing. Look at you.
Oh,
doing
I know I'm looking into it too much, but that last the
a little
work
too much.
Job,
okay. Ask. Look at you having fun with this thing that we do that we don't get money for.
What's that supposed to mean?
I don't know. I'm trying to like make it better. I don't know. What do you want from me? I'm not gonna. Okay, set it up again. All right, go ahead. Say it again.
You guys watching Black Manor?
Oh, look at you showing up.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Oh, I know. Yeah. You ever seen it, Brian?
No.
Your name is in the title of this episode. And your face is
but I don't hear good things about it. I think last week you guys were like, no thanks.
No, Grace said she tuned
Grace
out.
Said that. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But you guys are on board?
I'm on board. Cody, did you finish it?
I have finished it. I enjoy it. Not nearly as much as the first. Let's get that out of the way, guys. The first season of the show is a classic, obviously.
So is it technically the first season or is it a spin-off?
You know what I mean. It's okay. The Haunting. That's where I was going with that. The Haunting franchise.
Well, because I legit don't know if because I saw the poster of Bly Manor.
Yeah.
And right. It's just the kids.
No, I mean, well, the kids are focused.
The only two characters in the show. What are you talking about?
Wait, no, like, I have no idea what Bly Manor is. So it's like, it focuses
on just
the kids.
Another creepy ass house. Creepy ass, like, mansion.
With the same kids from the original.
No, it's completely different. Yeah.
There's no same characters?
No, same actors, but no same characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think in Hill House, I saw something where, in one of the episodes of Hill House, they mentioned Bly Manor. I could be wrong about this, but I'm
sure there might be little Easter eggs that connect the two. I'm just saying, like, generally speaking, no, there's no connection.
This takes place in, like, the 80s, I think. 80s and 60s, they go back and forth a lot of the time. But
so it's the same, like, brother, sister, the same kids.
No.
No, it's nothing to do with the first season.
But it's the same actors that play.
Yes, but in different roles and different dynamics.
Yes.
That's confusing.
No,
it's
not.
Like American Horror Story. Yeah, they do it every time.
Confusing. Yeah.
They do American Horror Story every single year. It's the same actors. Yeah.
No. I'm not on board. I'm out.
So you don't have to watch it then. But I watched
no one's
the show.
Forcing you. Yeah, go ahead, Cody.
I enjoyed it, guys. It's not really too scary, I'll say. But I think it's a very nice story. And I think it's something that people should watch if they want to feel things because it's good.
Yeah.
It's good. It's a good story to tell, I think.
I am 6 episodes in. The only reason for that is because Amber fell asleep at least twice during 2 different episodes. But she's still keeping along. She's still like, because I asked after the first episode, because I think she even fell asleep on the first episode, but I don't remember. I was like,
"Is she doing okay? She needs
I think
to sleep.
She's okay. She,
what
I mean,
time
every
are
time
you watching these things,
we watch it pretty late, and she sleeps. She falls asleep very easily.
Dude, once it gets to like 8:45, I'm like, we can't start a new one.
No,
like, there's no way.
Well, that's the thing with these slow burn things. You can't start at like 9 p.m.
I mean, I do it. It's fine.
I have realized I can't watch Fargo, this new season of Fargo, late because I do start to doze off.
I'm still behind. I'm 2 hours
behind. I have to watch that during the day. Yeah.
During the day? Or like when you're like, boom, coffee, let's go.
Yeah.
I did that with Boardwalk Empire. I was like, fuck, dude, this is kind of like a slow burn. Like, fucking, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But same with Bly Manor. Go ahead.
I was just, no, go ahead. You go.
No, you go.
What do you mean by that?
Anyway.
I was talking to Laura about Hill House, and I was like, just talking about it made me want to rewatch it again because, like, the bent neck lady,
a lot of creepy stuff in that show. Yeah, very effective.
The,
the brother that's like addicted to drugs. Mm-hmm. And it's just like a lot of like symbolism that's really good and works really well.
There's more of that in this too. Mm-hmm.
There's still that.
I still think the first one did it better, but there's a lot of, the characters in this are all great. I think all have wonderful backstories and really fleshed out really well.
Yeah. They do kind of a lot of the same stuff as Hill House, where it's like, they do it a little bit differently. Whereas it's like in Hill House, it was like each episode is focused on a character and you see what happens. They do that in Bly Manor, but they still splice in like the main storyline. Except for one episode where it's just like solely focused on one character, and it's like fucking fantastic.
Which is the best one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, everything that I've seen so far, I've loved, because Mike Flanagan, who did all of Hill House, he like literally wrote, directed. I think he even edited all. He might have had some help in editing on that show, but I'm not sure.
Sounds pretentious.
Not at all. Just a man who likes to.
What's pretentious about that? Yeah. He just wants to work on the thing that
sounds
he made.
Sounds like he's difficult to work with if he wants
not at all.
Fingerprint.
No way.
On every part, every piece.
He does seem like a really nice guy.
He's saving money on editing. What are you talking about?
Podcasts I've heard with him. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Sounds very particular.
For Bly Manor, he created the show, but he directed the first episode and wrote the first episode, and then just handed it off to a team of writers and stuff. I'm sure he had his hand in everything, because there's a little bit of Flanaganisms all throughout the show. But yeah, this is like it's still like there's still some similar stuff in the show, but it's still different in its own way. It has
same actors.
Wait. A lot of the same actors.
A lot of the
not
same
all
actors.
The same
a
actors.
Lot. Not a just lot. Three. A lot.
Yeah, there's I'd say a handful of the same actors from the first season.
Handful is five.
Yeah.
At least five.
Probably think of five. Give me a second.
Carla Gugino.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Is Carla Gugino return?
I'm going to tell you which actors return, Brian. I want it to be a surprise for you, sir. That's what I want.
I was surprised by some actors that came back.
By Carla Gugino.
Oh, yes. There is five. I got to the fifth one. Yes.
Okay. There you go.
It's Carla Gugino.
There's at least five.
Okay. At least five.
So, and Elliot from E.T.
He's Cody. You know
he's in the show. Yeah, he's in the show.
He is.
His accent is a little iffy though.
Okay,
this is set in London, I think, or somewhere.
Oh no, what is this?
Yeah.
Is he trying?
I think it's fine.
He's not British in real life, is he? Because it doesn't sound like.
I don't think so. Henry Thomas.
Yeah,
he's from Santa Monica.
Yeah, he's Elliot from E.T. I'm pretty sure. He's not.
Accent sounded a little off to me. I think everyone else's is fine.
He's trying to do like a British, like a hardcore British.
Yeah, he's just, I believe it's just British.
It's a very flamboyant British too.
Like yeah. What's his Johnny name? Depp. Oliver
Platt.
Jackson. Oliver Platt's not in the show. I know it breaks your heart. Oliver Jackson Cohen, who was in the first season.
Yes.
And is in this, his accent. I mentioned this last week is just, it's so difficult to understand what he's saying. I felt so dumb.
I
need
Strong.
Subtitles. I need to know what he's saying. I'm sorry.
Is it as bad as Daniel Craig's accent in Knives Out?
What? Whoa.
No, because that has a charm to it, Brian.
That
you
is not
yourself.
A good accent.
Oh, my God. It's just wonderful. A donut is a donut.
Wait a minute. There's a donut here.
A donut. Yeah.
You stop it. It's great. It's really, really good. It's a good show. Check it out. Spooky stuff.
I think we have, as fans, guys, we have to start being okay between this and Last Jedi and Last of Us Part 2. We have to start being okay with creators doing different things with follow-ups.
Yeah.
If it's not exactly like the last thing, we have to because there's not a whole lot of hate on this, but there's a little bit of hate. And just stop. Just let creators tell the stories they want to tell. Okay, they didn't have to be exactly like the last installment that you saw. I don't know. I'm probably off base with that, but I don't know.
Where are you going with
it's
this?
Probably one guy, and you're like, everybody's talking.
Yeah. No, it's not just one. I see it around. I'm just like, guys, come on.
Yeah, I get it. I mean,
if your whole complaint with this is like, it's not as scary as the first one, so whatever. It's like, no, okay.
The first one isn't even that scary. It's just kind of cool.
People think it's scary.
I think it's pretty scary. It's some pretty good.
Some spooky stuff.
Cool. I think it's like the scariest TV show I think I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Not that many.
I'm trying to cover up my base here. You can have actual problems with the story and the characters and all. That's totally fine. I'm just saying when just hating something because it's slightly different than the last one. That's when I'm, come on, guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let people have their opinion. You don't like fall? You don't like pumpkin pillows?
I don't like pumpkin pillows,
do.
You know?
Some people do.
Just, they're different than regular pillows, and I'm just...
If they want to express that on Twitter, let them be.
It's true.
It's fair, Brian. I apologize. You're right. You're right.
Ruben25E just says, Brian, stop. Please cut the stream. Paula says...
No, Paula Becker says, Henry Thomas sounds like and acts like he's in a parody. Ooh.
Yeah, it's a little strange. It just sounds a little strange.
You know what? His storyline is so good, though. That I'll let it be.
There's keep hiring mud, in the
that's how he sounds.
House.
It's weird. He started talking like Daniel Craig from Nine.
It's
Five.
Not. It's
Martha. Why don't you come over here for a second and talk to me about the murder taking place here?
He's got a stutter now.
Stutter.
Yeah. Paula Becker says, "Did you guys notice that they use some of the same music from Hill House?" I did notice Lazy. That.
I love that theme. Love that theme. And every time they just make it slightly slower, I'm like, "Oh, hitting the heartstrings."
It's great,
you know,
it's really good. Brian, you haven't seen the show. What
repetitiveness and just recycling things is just get you going. That's what.
Is there anything that we can say where you'd be like, "Yeah, I agree." You know, is there anything at all?
Whatever you want, serve it up for us.
You always got to have the contrarian opinion. You know, it's just like, God,
I'm just saying, if you lose your shit when a guy is like, let me recycle that piece of music and just tone it down. Let me just slow it down.
It's not losing our shit, but it's just
it's the theme of the show, Brian. Yeah. It's the theme.
But it's a different show.
It's the same show. It is the same show, different title, different story, but it's the same fucking people making it. Okay.
Same actors.
Mostly
different characters.
Cody, just stop. Cody, stop. You're gonna work yourself up.
I know what I'm doing.
Okay.
But yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
It makes plenty of sense.
It makes the most sense.
Yes.
You don't like anything anthology wise?
I don't know if I have.
Fargo uses. Well, I don't think this season they've used the same theme. I don't think they have. Their music in this season's fucking great.
I think they've used.
They might have used it like once.
Yeah.
In this
maybe
season.
In the first episode. Yeah.
So does Colin Hanks not show up in any other Fargo season?
No, he doesn't.
Oh,
no.
That's your favorite part. Oh, man.
They replace him with Patrick Wilson, though, in season two, my favorite white guy.
Patrick Wilson's great.
He's good, too.
I started watching Lakeview Terrace the other day, and then it just stressed me out. I was like, I can't watch this anymore.
They filmed that in Walnut, California.
They did.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
I met Samuel L. Jackson. Well, I didn't meet him, but I was like,
you guys are best friends.
We're
that's
like
how you let off that
like,
story.
Motherfucker, yeah. You?
Okay, yeah. That's how that went. All right.
Like cover up again. Does not represent.
Because they were already filming there, and we just like hung out with the security guard there. We're like, can we check it out? He's like, don't you guys have anything else to do? Like, fuck.
Why don't you go get a job, kid? Huh?
You guys are 20 years old. Go fucking drive around and do some cool shit. Don't fucking
go do drugs, man. What are you hanging out at a film set for? Like, what are you doing? Go make bad decisions, you know? God.
It's like, I have to be here. You don't have to be here.
Yeah.
You can go anywhere.
Why are you here right now? Go out and enjoy your life. He's just having a fucking crisis. Like, don't end up like me. Don't end up as a security guard on Lakeview Terrace, okay?
I didn't meet Patrick Wilson, though, or Kerry Washington.
Didn't meet anybody from the movie. No,
I just met Samuel L. Jackson.
Hernandez. He's in that movie too.
Wait, I met one of the actors asked for weed. I don't know which actor it was.
Okay.
But he's like, you guys got
you assumed
any
you had it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I look like a guy who just has a dime bag on it.
Okay, yeah. You're selling computer equipment. You're selling some shit illegally, you know?
Like, what do you mean by webcam? What kind of good shit is this?
Yeah.
Anyway,
that's how I felt on Blind Manor. I also watched.
Watched
a film last night.
Classic horror.
No, it's not a horror movie at all. I watched a movie at like 9 o'clock, and I stayed up for the whole thing.
PM. Look at you.
I feel young again. Look at me go.
Ooh, it was.
Show your dick.
It couldn't have been a slow burn. You would have fell asleep.
Mm.
Oh, can I guess? Okay, I want to guess.
What's the genre?
Drama.
Ooh, Social Network.
Craig doesn't like drama.
It wasn't even like an explosive action movie, and I stayed away.
Oh, the Chicago Trial of Seven.
It's the Trial of the Chicago Seven.
There you go. You know what I meant. I do want to see that. It looks great.
Yeah, it's pretty good, guys.
Oh, you watched it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the movie?
Yeah, that's the movie.
I fucking got it.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
I don't know what that's about.
The trial of the Chicago Seven.
Yeah, that's all I knew going into it. Yeah,
that's all you need to know.
It's like Al Capone part of it.
No, it's a protest that happened.
Sacha Baron Cohen plays Al Capone
in the, I think, late '60s, early '70s, about protesting Vietnam, basically. Shit goes bad at the protest, so they have these people on trial.
How many do they arrest?
The whole movie is the trial. They arrested eight.
Oh, you sons of bitches.
People initially on trial, but it's explained why it's called Seven.
Ah, later on. Okay. But, so one of them was like the Ringo star of the group, huh?
Mm. Now, Ringo was in the band. You're thinking of the producer, the fifth.
Whatever. Yoko Ono. How about that?
Okay.
I don't know.
What is your.
Everyone always.
You know what you're going with? Yeah, the producer who's considered the fifth Beatle. That's
sure.
who you're talking about.
There
right?
you go.
Okay,
yeah.
never mind. All right,
yeah,
whatever.
Ringo Starr.
Go on, Brad. Starr was firmly in the band.
Yeah, he's
no,
like.
No, it's a good movie. I know it's fun to hate on Sorkin now, apparently. But
why? Did he direct it, though?
He directed
He wrote and directed it. Yeah.
Because when he has Fincher, like, keeping him in check, it's fine. But when it's just, like, Sorkin on Sorkin, it's just like...
Well, what movie? Did you see Molly's Game? I heard Molly's
Game. Yeah, that's when I was like, this is Sorkin just jerking off all the time. Come on,
Why does it have to be him jerking off? Why can't it just be him doing his art and him doing... He's not sitting there being like, fucking...
Always going with the masturbating.
Yeah, why you gotta go the Freudian way?
It's him, like, let me jerk off as much as I can.
I think it's just him being a director.
I don't even think you mean metaphorically at this point. That's literally what he's doing.
It's Sorkin and his Molly's Game, just dialogue.
What else did he direct besides Molly's Game?
He's just done these two movies, I think. Okay. He did one shot of Social Network. I remember that being in the behind the scenes.
Yeah. Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
Which shot was it? It was the guys on the computer screen. Saying no.
That's like the whole movie. Nope. Everyone's on the computer screen.
I thought it was the one where the envelope slid under the door. When he got punched by the Phoenix.
Was it that one? I thought it was the one when they were, it was like the what is it called? Like a montage.
Yeah.
When the guys were like,
bum, 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 bum,
you're
bum,
in the beginning
bum,
when they're doing
bum,
the face
bum,
mashed
bum,
up.
Bum,
so what you're talking about?
Yeah, when the rating girls comes out, the website shows up first, and they're like, "Nope, hotornot.com, whatever." Nope,
yeah, face mash. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's face mash,
right?
Face mash. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's the one in the beginning.
I thought he directed a scene of that, but I guess not.
I really regret that we spent so much time on this. This
contradicting reports here. I don't know who to believe.
I want to prove Cody wrong, so I'm going to pop in my Blu-ray.
You do, just so we can stop talking about this. Yeah. In all honesty, I forgot what I was talking about before. Okay,
Chicago Seven of Trial.
Here's
Chicago.
My Sorkin sports metaphor, guys. Stick with me here, okay?
Ooh, Moneyball.
I think Sorkin is like. Now we're going football here. I think Sorkin is a really good offensive coordinator. Someone had to have made this metaphor. A really good offensive coordinator. Okay. Mm-hmm. Who got hired for a head coaching job?
Okay.
In the team that he has, he's just fucking beating up. The team that he has a lot of really good players. Okay. That's kind of how I view the situation, because you see this and it's not like you're not going to walk away from this. You're like, man, he directed the hell out of that. You know what I mean? You think the dialogue's sharp and the performances are great. That's kind of how I feel about this movie. It's a good film, but I'm just saying
he's a writer. He's not like a visual director.
There are a couple good shots in this. They do a couple of oners,
Oners.
I don't think it's spoilers. There's a couple of oners in.
Spoiler alert. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you say that to Marissa. You're like, this is all one shot.
She wasn't there. I watched this at 9 o'clock. She was out. So I was like, put on fucking.
There was one episode of Bly Manor, the kid flashback one. And I was just like, Amber,
it's a oner.
We're in a oner right now, and I could just feel her eyes rolling in the back of her head.
Because there's in the opening of Friday the 13th Part 2, it's like all one take
from when like you see the feet going to the outside
of
the house.
Well, not all. It's like it's cheated, but the girl from the original movie, she like walks from the shower to the bedroom to the phone call.
Fun fact, by the way,
it's all improv.
That that person that plays Jason at the beginning of that movie is a woman. So there is technically one woman, one female that has played Jason in the Friday the 13th. Once again, watch that 6-hour documentary series on Friday the 13th.
And then watch the Social Network documentary.
It's fantastic.
So you know which shot Aaron Sorkin directed.
Is there a Social Network documentary?
I will report back.
No, just on a Blu-ray. It's just a little behind the scenes.
Yeah, I remember loving that. I love the Social Network. And I remember watching that documentary series like no other.
Yeah.
And Fincher's kind of an asshole, but he's a genius.
Deserves to be. Do you see the trailer for Mank?
Yeah.
No.
I'm excited for it. It's like the making of Citizen Kane, the guy who wrote Citizen Kane, I think.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's all in black and white, too. It looks fucking amazing. I'm so excited.
Fincher's directing it?
Yeah, he directed it.
Ooh. Ooh.
Coming out.
See, he doesn't just jerk himself off. He, like...
He's not wanking it on Mank.
No, no, no.
No wank on Mank.
Venture. Ooh. Yeah. Venture can he can literally jerk himself off in front of
No, he can't.
I was trying to do a metaphor thing, but
like you said, literally too. That's where I realized, like, no, you're wrong.
No, literally
is the word you don't use in this situation.
Figuratively, he can do what Brian is saying, and he would still make a masterpiece of a movie.
Yeah,
I feel like directors have that movie in the, like auteur directors like Tarantino. With, I feel like The Hateful Eight was Tarantino just like jerking himself off. Let me see how long I can.
That'd be a better metaphor than this.
Yeah,
really got
it can be.
Let me just get my dialogue but also, every word is just amazing.
You don't think Hateful Eight is bad though, right?
It's not bad. I just feel like it could have been like cut down a little bit.
Is it more annoying the fact that you think that he's quote unquote jerking himself off the whole time? Would you rather him do like something more straightforward?
Well, yeah, while I'm watching, I'm like, fucking Tarantino's jerking off right now. I
mean, you could say like he has too much confidence in himself or something like that, but no, yeah, we're going the jerking off route. All right.
That Hateful Eight, I feel like I haven't seen Interstellar, but I feel like Christopher Nolan with Interstellar was just like,
you haven't seen the movie, Brian. You can't say that. No.
Like, this is Nolan just like,
I'm already defending that movie too much sometimes, and it's like you can't even say it without even seeing the damn thing.
What does that mean though? They're showing off their craftsmanship, that they're trying to make something that they've been passionately
they
working on for years.
They just think their shit doesn't stink, so everything should be there.
You don't know that.
There's no one is telling them, hey, cut it, tone it down a bit, cut back a little. Mm. Like, think about the story, think about the overall thing. It's just like, no, go do everything you want. Everything.
I feel like you're gonna have to provide specific examples.
Yeah,
here. You know, I feel like that's
the 3.5-hour runtime of Hateful Eight.
I think it's a one of my
movie that you haven't seen from Nolan. Yeah, you got to do some sort of work here, Brian. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, you can't just make blanket fucking statements. All right.
I'll watch Interstellar. My buddy is like, that's his favorite movie, and he says he's in tears.
I cry every time I watch it.
It's a great, I cry too. Yeah, it wasn't my favorite when I first saw it, but it's grown on me over the years. And the scene with him where he's just literally reacting to videos that he's watching, it's like the meme. You've seen that meme of Matthew McConaughey crying. It's so fucking good. It's so heartbreaking. But I don't know. I mean,
that's your limited McConaughey crying Interstellar impression.
You can't do it.
Let's get that again. Yeah, there we go. Oh, man.
Again, I haven't seen the movie.
Yeah, no. Richard.
Not only are you making statements about the movie you haven't seen, you are now doing impressions from a movie you have not seen. Okay.
I've seen that part.
Yeah.
Richard Lemon in the chat says, Brian stands up in the theater, yells, Tarantino, stop jerking yourself off. Everyone just stares at him.
This guy said The Irishman from Martin Scorsese. Yeah.
I never finished.
Do you think just because the movie's long?
Oh, that might be it.
Is that what it is?
That might be it.
Listen to other people.
If the movie's 3 hours long, doesn't mean people said,
sometimes
hey,
you cut shit out and then it doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
Sometimes you need that in there.
No,
sometimes.
It's not the length, because the Wolf of Wall Street was long and I still enjoy that movie.
Okay.
But the
it's pacing then? It's pacing that does it? Because Wolf of Wall Street flies by.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a fast movie.
Hateful Eight, though, flies by for me.
You know what movie has good pacing?
Interstellar.
Trial of the Chicago 7.
Oh, there you go.
The dialogue in that. I think the movie's like 2 hours, but the dialogue is just so fucking fast coming at you. It's just like bam, 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 bam. You're just like, I can't. This is intriguing.
Well, what's
the
difference between something like... Okay, so you said The Thing was boring earlier, right?
Yeah, I couldn't get through it.
Okay, but Alien is like the same kind of like tempo and speed as The Thing. So what's like the big difference between there? Is that it's in space or...
We were watching it with him.
There's more
characters.
If he
was watching it by himself, he would have been bored.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I've seen Alien by myself.
Okay.
There was more interesting characters in Alien.
Okay, I'll give you that. There's less characters in Alien, for sure.
Less in Alien?
Yeah, there's 7 in Alien, and there's like... 12 in The Thing.
Mm.
So I will give you that, but I mean, Kurt Russell is just like, come on. Come on.
That's it.
That's it.
You're just like, come on.
With that beard. And he pours in the whiskey into the fucking chess machine. It's great.
Yeah. All right. You guys enjoy the thing.
I don't know. I'm trying to psychoanalyze you, Brian.
That 10-minute helicopter shot in the beginning.
It is a long sequence. It's great. Yeah. He's just trying to shoot that fucking dog. Have you ever tried shooting a dog from a helicopter? It's hard.
I'm sure it is.
Excuse me. Let me preface that. An infected alien dog, not a regular dog, would not kill.
You ever just get the boys together and try to shoot a dog from a helicopter?
Hell yeah, boy.
Who let that dog out? You know what I'm saying? It's a horrible. What impression am I doing?
I don't
horrible
know.
Fucking like animal killer.
I don't know.
Bro guy?
You're doing the someone on trial.
Yeah. Seven on trial. Chicago. Chicago 7.
Anyway, check that movie out, guys. It's good. A lot of timely stuff for today, too.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Oh, is it Aaron Sorkin just being like, look how witty
I
am.
No, it's not.
Bringing it back to modern day.
You're not going to think that.
Yeah. Okay, is it just because he's directing it, too? Did you like Steve Jobs?
Steve Jobs is great. That's a great movie.
I enjoyed it, but I was like, I don't know. I enjoyed it.
Mm.
It wasn't like, wow. Because I had read so much about that and about him.
Okay.
And I was like, all right, I don't need to see it again.
I'll give you that. Yeah. Okay. I do wish Fincher directed that one. I don't know how much different it would have been.
Who directed Steve
Danny Jobs? Boyle did.
Yeah, that was a strange choice, huh?
I mean,
it was still good.
I like that they shot it like three different ways, you know, for like the three different time periods. That's cool. I don't know if Fincher would have done that, but...
Now Fincher doesn't jerk himself off.
I don't know. I think he can.
Gotta be another metaphor.
Maybe with Benjamin Button.
Doing this.
I've never
because the movie's long. Because it's long.
It's
Brian.
A long
That's
movie.
What it's coming down to. Long, unwell paced movies.
Name one, Brian.
That doesn't make any sense.
Name
Not
one
well-paced.
Movie that you like that's over like 2.5 hours long.
Besides Wall Street, Wolf of Wall Street.
I think Apocalypse Now and like all the old.
Okay.
Okay. I look at Christian like looking at runtime of Apocalypse Now or One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah, that's 2 hours and 33 minutes. Okay.
Yeah. They're good. Kind of falls apart at the end. Apocalypse Now. Just like,
oh, really?
Shits the bed at the end.
Real? I'm like the opposite.
It's a mess at the end.
I love
Coppola
the
end. Coppola was jerking off at the end.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, he was losing his shit.
Godfather 1 and 2?
I like Godfather 1.
You like 1 or 2 better?
I've only seen the second one like once and I was like 19.
Oh, dude. Godfather 2 is the going back and forth between Pacino and De Niro. It's just like fantastic.
Oof. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is pretty long, and I love that
pretty
movie.
Long. Okay. Yeah. Okay, hold on.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand.
If there's one,
about.
If there's fucking
confused.
One movie
so
where Tarantino is jerking himself off, it's fucking Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Are you kidding me?
Need a different metaphor. Need a different metaphor.
Oh, he's jerking his foot off. How about that? He's rubbing his feet. If there's one movie that Tarantino is rubbing his feet with, it's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, not Hateful Eight.
No, Hateful Eight is just too expands too long. Because I feel like the story in Hollywood is just more interesting.
There's nothing happens in Once Upon a Time. It's just they're just hanging out the whole time. It's a chill out movie. It's a chill movie.
Yeah.
They just sit there and talk the whole time.
Enjoy watching Leo act.
Hateful Eight, there's so much fucking pressure and tension. All throughout that first half.
Come on, we get it. He's a bad guy. Come on, let's get it moving.
We have come up with so many weird characters in this segment there. I don't know what that was either. Who the hell are you?
He's oh, like, man. Come on. We
okay.
Get it.
Okay.
We got this. He's invisible.
We got this heckler with a bad hip, apparently. He's leaning to the side, just saying, come on.
Okay,
he's
what about like.
Invisible man. It's about gaslighting.
Whiplash to La La Land. Was Whiplash him like just being, oh, he's like, okay, cool. But then La La Land, was he jerking himself off?
No, he wasn't. No.
Brian? I liked Whiplash more.
Okay.
La La Land was okay.
Okay. But he wasn't.
He's not being like pretentious while making that.
No.
Oh, okay. First Man, though?
No, that's a good movie as well.
I haven't seen that one. Yeah.
Come on, guys. Oh, it's a good
flick. Is it good to watch?
Yeah. It's a good flick.
What about Ad Astra? Anyone watch
it?
That one was kind of slow for me. Mm. That one kind of made space scary a little bit. But that one, I was just like, okay. They do like, I don't know, there's a whole thing. It's okay. There's some cool. There's
what
some
did you say right now?
I don't know what. I didn't want to like go into it. It's just
come
like,
on, get to the point.
Come on.
We get it. It's
all right.
It.
All right. So same thing with this episode. Let's stop jerking ourselves off and let's get at it.
Let's see what I.
All right. Yeah. We gotta. Please let us know in the chat what kind of metaphor we can use instead of jerking off.
People are agreeing with what Brian's saying. I just feel like there's a better way to explain it.
Who's agreeing? No one's agreeing.
A couple people. Paula agrees.
Paula is doing that. She texted. She said she's just being nice.
It looks like Glenn agrees, you know, says that happens, you know. And it's,
Wait, what did Paula say? Paula, my girl.
I wouldn't be able to explain it, what it is, but I completely agree with Brian, and I get everything.
Oh, Paula, you're breaking my heart here.
I've never not wanted to read a comment so bad on the show until Brian had to just ask what the comment was. I had to say that Paula agreed, and it just wasn't enough for him. He needed to hear it. And
one comment is, and that's all I need.
All right, I'm shutting off the comments. I'm closing.
I'll send that in a Streamlabs so we definitely.
so I can really see it. Oh, Paula, you're the chosen one. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get out of here. We're going to stop showing off our skills. I don't know.
We get it. It's the Wanger Show. Come on.
Show.
Coming up on 2 hours, guys. What are you doing?
Oh, I like that. Harley Payne, stroking the ego.
Okay.
I mean, that's still kind of, that's still the notion.
That makes it more metaphorical. Yeah, I like it. Yeah. Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. When I'm saying they're jerking themselves off, they're just stroking their own egos.
Yeah.
Okay, but don't do the hand.
I'm just saying maybe in the time of post-Me Too, we shouldn't be saying directors are jerking off.
Yeah, that's
metaphorical and ridiculous.
I mean, you don't know. You
is.
Guys don't work in Hollywood. You don't know what they're doing on
that's
set.
That's true. But also, if you're saying stroking the ego, don't like do the motion at least.
They're stroking the ego. Come on.
Do the Trump dance. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Episode 190 for joining us here.
There we go. Mario says the director is just flexing. There we go.
Oh, flex,
yeah,
lit.
There we go. Ruben says the same. All right, there we go.
Go in and out. Every single week, we give shout-outs to our folks who are pledged to us $15 and up. If you want to hear your name every single week on The Wanger Show, check out our Patreon. But we've got some other cool stuff in there, like movie commentaries. We do a movie commentary every single week. Especially now during COVID and during the quarantine, we've been doing a live stream. And as soon as that live stream ends, we make that exclusive to our Patreon peeps, $5 and up. And then the $3 tier peeps and up will get the audio version of that. The $1 tier, you get an early show. Before this show, an actual like 10 to 15 minute segment of just us chilling out, warming up before each podcast, as well as
a good one tonight. Yeah,
this one was fun. And then you guys get access to our Discord server as well, where just a bunch of really fun, cool people just hang out and talking about different things. It's all safe and fun. We're all cool there. It's not like Twitter where everyone's trying to fuck each other all the time. You know what I'm saying? So,
Reed Senior Films comment. Reed Senior Films.
No, we're moving on. We got to wrap this thing up.
Reed Senior Films said in the chat. Do you want me to read?
I read that. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood gets better the more I watch it. I like Hateful Eight, but that went on the bottom of my Tarantino list.
Boom.
And you know what?
I have a following here, guys. I don't know
he's not
know.
Saying what you're saying though.
Yeah, he's just saying that Hateful Eight is not one of his favorites.
It's at the bottom.
He's not saying that Tarantino was flexing during Hateful Eight.
Yeah.
Well, that puts it at the bottom for me. Mm-hmm. So
now that you win there, you just want to hate on the movie now?
No, I'm not hating on the movie. I'm just saying
you're hating on the movie.
Defend your film.
we'll give everyone a shout out, a stroke right there. Everyone a shout out, $15 and up, followed by a soundbite. Brian, are you ready to go, sir?
Yes.
Aaron J. Lancaster.
Propaganda.
Still can't say that word. Aaron Woodley.
I have no issue with Mike's Hard Lemonades, man.
You don't.
Still don't, guys. Alec, I'm drinking my Twisted Tea.
Alec M.S. Young.
I didn't like the way you said bummer.
Alexis Lopez.
Pretty much empty.
If Cody gets this, everybody has sex tonight.
Anthony Morera.
Oh, baby, down your drinks. We're fucking.
Arcadio Castellanos.
Got a ham bone. Can I get an oink oink?
Oh, can I get the follow-up? Billy Starley. Still good. Brian King. That was right before I was getting COVID tested. I had a cough in my... Chris Jones.
Oh, bite that nipple.
Cindy Perez. Hi, Cindy.
Matt Damon.
Claire Landgenderfer.
Yummy.
Connor Kennedy.
Shush!
Corey Morissette.
Oh, daddy, get me off.
Elena Marie 10.
Since you've been gone!
Enrique Cabreras.
We are frightened of Cornova.
Who said that? Gabriel J. Leba.
Cornova.
Oh, no. Giorgio Miraflor.
Cody, big penis.
Harry Vallela.
Hey, guys. It's the penis guy here, Cody.
Jason Harvey.
No, I'm pretty flaccid right now.
Jeffrey Pickering.
I think we need to see more penis in film.
Hell yeah.
Can I just point out that Brian, I think, has three clips that are labeled Cody Penis 1, Cody Penis 2, Cody Penis 3 probably. Yeah.
Just Cody Big Penis, Penis Guy Cody, Cody is flaccid.
John Noto.
Wouldn't necessarily go the penis route.
Joseph Tanana.
I know they're gross looking sometimes.
Out of context. JP Buehler.
I like the balls.
Carl Soderbeck.
If Cody gets this, everybody has sex tonight.
Kyle Johnson.
No one's having sex tonight.
No one. Maris Thornton.
Lucky Frank.
Mark Murdoch.
Chopping, 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 chopping.
Mark Turi.
Don't fucking listen to me. This is what we're going to do. God damn it.
Matthew Zavala.
Miss Frank.
We can deduce.
I wonder if we can hang out with Frank anymore.
I almost hit him up today because...
Why?
I don't know if I...
Why?
No, because like every few weeks I'm like, hey, you want to be on one? he's always busy. But
no,
like,
he's always busy with other stuff.
This week was almost a week I hit him up.
Ah, okay. Miranda Benningfield.
God, there you go. Damn it, Brian!
I do miss that voice. Nick Wade.
I got meat here.
Nolan De Palma.
Code. That's fucking great, you motherfuckers.
Real Snacks Attacks.
We're fucking denied, baby!
Ruben E25.
No, I can't get it up.
Ryan Bruzumato.
I clench my butt cheeks together.
Oh. Five more. Samantha Leon Mendoza.
They call me the spare master.
Senior film.
No, I missed the whipping.
Oh, yeah. Terry G.
Right over that one. Keep going.
Six pack? More like sex pack.
Thad Pettit.
Hit the dirt straight in the dick.
And finally... Finally, Tyler Eklund.
The fuck do you think this is? Shut your mouth! But you're taken! Since you've been gone! Again and again and again and again!
Wait, what?
Thank you for that reverb.
Do we hear Eric in the background again? What happened at the end of that one? Or is that just the reverb again? Oh, we heard something at the end there. Yeah.
Oh, my God. There's a demon coming out of me. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, for tuning along with us for this episode of The Wanger Show. Once again, our good friends at Manscaped. Been working with them for these past few weeks, and it's been great. Go to manscaped.com. Use promo code WANGERS. Get 20% off plus free shipping. Your balls will thank you. What was it? It's what shipping? There you go. Check it out. Tell them, go check it out and say the Wanger sent you.
You should know!
And we'll come up.
So angry. You should know.
We will come up with a commentary for this week and we'll let you guys know. We'll probably do it on Wednesday, maybe Thursday. We'll figure it out and let y'all know. Thank you all so much.
Yummy.
And as you can tell, list of people, if you're watching this episode, there's a list of our wonderful Patreon supporters. Seriously, the best group of people. Anybody that watches the show and watches stuff on this channel. Our Patreon peeps have had our backs for a very long time. We thank you all. Thank you all so much. It means a lot to us. Might have something dropping on the Patreon pretty soon. Maybe. Because y'all get stuff first. And when this particular thing does drop, you will get it first before everyone else.
Oh.
What that is... It's a sketch. We shot a new sketch.
We shot a sketch.
Yeah, we shot a new sketch.
I'm going to see it first.
Yeah, you guys will be able to see that, dude. I'm hoping.
You should know!
You should know.
You should know. Yeah, you should know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not us jerking ourselves off, though. It's just a, regular old sketch.
La 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 vida loca! La 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 la.
Bye, guys.